This is The Wealthy Bookheads, where we interview important books that can change your life. I'll ask the questions and I'll let the book do the talking using words from its own pages. This is essentially a book interview. Your time is valuable, so let's get started. Today, I'll be interviewing Glucose Revolution, The Life-Changing Power of Balancing Your Blood Sugar by Jesse Inchospe. It currently has an overall rating of 4.7 on Amazon, and 83% of the reviewers call it a 5-star book. Question number one, what's the book about? Answer, this book presents a new way to think about better health. 90% of us suffer from too much glucose in our system, and most of us don't know it. It offers 10 simple, surprising hacks to help you balance your glucose levels and reverse your symptoms without going on a diet or giving up the foods you love. Question. You say there's one metric in health that affects all systems. What is it? Answer. This metric is the amount of blood sugar or glucose in our blood. If we understand this and make choices to optimize it, we can greatly improve our physical and mental well-being. We know how we want to feel. We want to wake up with a smile, feeling energized and excited for the day. But it can be challenging to know how to get there. Question. And in your book, How to Get There is by Getting Glucose Under Control. Are you advocating a specific diet plan? Answer. The diets that work are the ones that flatten our glucose, fructose, and insulin curves. When vegan and keto diets are done well, they both do this. And when any diet is done well, it's for that same reason. All of us, regardless of our diet, should think about glucose levels and flattening our glucose curves. Question. What do you mean by flattening glucose curves, and why is it important? Answer. Glucose is our body's main source of energy. Its concentration can fluctuate greatly throughout the day, and sharp increases in concentration, I call them glucose spikes, affect everything from our mood, our sleep, our weight, and our skin. It affects the health of our immune system, our risk for heart disease, and our chance of conception. You'll rarely hear glucose discussed unless you have diabetes, but glucose affects each and every one of us. Diabetes or no diabetes, 88% of Americans are likely to have dysregulated glucose levels and most don't know it. Odds are that you, and 9 out of the 10 people closest to you, are on a glucose roller coaster without knowing it. Question. And to help us know it, in the book, you list questions that help us to determine if glucose spikes are a problem. Can you share maybe 10 of these questions? Answer. Here are some questions to ask yourself to find out if your glucose levels are dysregulated. 1. Are you trying to lose weight, but finding it difficult? 2. Is your waist size or pant size above 40 inches if you're a man, or above 35 inches if you're a woman? Do you feel agitated or angry when you're hungry? Do you crave sweet things? Do you feel sleepy mid-morning or mid-afternoon? Do you need caffeine to keep you going throughout the day? Do you suffer from acne, inflammation, or other skin conditions? Do you experience anxiety, depression, or mood disorders? Do you experience brain fog? Is your mood variable? And most important, do you think you could feel better than you currently do? Question. Well, almost everyone would answer yes to at least one of these questions. Is the rising problem due to eating too much sugary foods? Answer. It is true that sugar has become ever more concentrated and available. We've gone from eating minuscule quantities of sucrose in the 1800s. You'd have been lucky to come across a single candy bar in your entire life, to eating more than 94 pounds of the stuff per year today. But on top of that, nature intended us to consume glucose in a specific way, in plants. Wherever there was starch or sugar, there was fiber as well. This is important because the fiber helped to slow our body's absorption of glucose. Today, however, the vast majority of supermarket shelves are packed with products that contain mostly starch and sugar, from white bread to ice cream, candy, fruit juices, and sweetened yogurts. Fiber is nowhere to be seen, and this is on purpose. Fiber is often removed in the creation of processed foods because its presence is problematic if you're trying to preserve things for a long time. Question. We'll talk about fiber later, but let's first go a little deeper into how to tell if I have a glucose problem in the first place. What's a normal level on my blood test? Answer. The American Diabetes Association, ADA, states that a fasting glucose level between 60 and 100 is normal. Between 100 and 126 indicates pre-diabetes, and anything above 126 indicates diabetes. Question. So, if I get my blood test back and I see a glucose level below 100, by these standards, it means I'm normal and none of this applies to me. Answer. It depends. What the ADA describes as normal may not actually be optimal. Early studies showed that the thriving range for fasting glucose may be between 72 and 85. That's because there's more likelihood of developing health problems from 85 and up. Question. So then, by this definition, if my fasting glucose is 85 or lower, I'm considered optimal and therefore don't need to think anymore about glucose, right? Answer. Even if our fasting level is optimal, we may still experience glucose spikes on a daily basis. Spikes are rapid increases and drops in glucose concentration after we eat, and they're harmful. We should strive to avoid increasing our glucose levels by more than 30 milligrams per deciliter after eating a meal or snack. The goal is to avoid spikes, whatever your fasting level is, because it's the variability caused by the spikes that's most problematic. Years of repeated daily spikes slowly increase our fasting glucose level, a pattern we discover only once that level is classified as pre-diabetic. By then, the damage has already started. Question. So let's talk about preventing that damage with some hacks. You say that two meals, consisting of the same foods, and therefore the same nutrients and the same calories, can have vastly different impacts on our body depending in the order in which we eat the same food on the plate. How is this possible? Answer. I was taken aback when I read the scientific papers that proved this, notably a seminal one out of Cornell University in 2015. If you eat the items of a meal containing starch, fiber, sugar, protein, and fat in a specific order, you reduce your overall glucose spike by 73%. This is true for anyone with or without diabetes. What's the right order? It's fiber first, protein and fat second, starches and sugars last. According to the researchers, the effect of the sequencing is comparable to the effects of diabetes medications to lower glucose spikes. Question. Can you give me a practical approach to try eating this way? Answer. Try this. Next time you sit down for that meal, eat the veggies and proteins first and the carbs last. Note how you feel after eating compared to how you usually feel after a meal. Start with the veggies and greens on your plate, then fat and protein, then starches and sugars. This will reduce your glucose spike by 73%. Question. Regarding the fiber issue we spoke of previously, The next hack involves adding greens before every meal. How does this affect glucose levels? Answer: I'm now talking about adding a dish at the beginning of your meals. The goal is to return to how food used to be before it was processed. Wherever there were starches and sugars, there was also fiber. By adding a delicious green starter, we're bringing back the fiber. What does a diet rich in fiber mean for your glucose curves? First, that we absorb fewer calories. Second, with fiber in our system, any absorption of glucose or fructose molecules is lessened. We know that consuming more fiber is beneficial, and that eating it before all the other foods is even more so. That's why adding a green starter to each of our meals has a powerful effect on glucose curves. How big should this green starter be? The sweet spot is a 1-to-1 ratio to the carbs you eat after. Question: can you tell the story of the guy who struggled to eat greens in front of his friends at restaurants? Answer: Gustavo wanted to change his habits, but the judgment of his friends was difficult to deal with. "Why are you ordering a salad?" they asked. "Are you on a diet?" So he devised a trick. Before going out for dinner, at home, he made himself a big plate of grilled broccoli and ate it with salt and hot sauce. With broccoli in his belly, he was ready for his meal out. When he got to the restaurant, he wasn't starving, so he could easily forego the bread on the table. The effect of whatever starch and sugar he now ate would be curbed by the broccoli. He implemented this trick, among other hacks in the book, and 18 months later, into his glucose journey, Gustavo lost 88 pounds. He understands that calories aren't everything. Question: you repeat this phrase often, calories aren't everything. Can you explain what you mean by it? Answer: 100 calories of fructose, 100 calories of glucose, 100 calories of protein, and 100 calories of fat have vastly different effects on your body. Why? Because they are different molecules. In fact, recent science shows that people who focus on flattening their glucose curves can eat more calories and lose more fat more easily than people who eat fewer calories but do not flatten their glucose curves. Let's repeat that. People on a glucose flattening diet can lose more weight while eating more calories than people who eat fewer calories but spike their glucose levels. Question: so let's talk about eating calories for breakfast. Is it true that eating something sweet for breakfast gives us energy? Answer: it's a common assumption that eating something sweet for breakfast is a good thing because it'll give us energy. The truth is, if you compare diets, more carbs for breakfast means less available energy. A breakfast that creates a big glucose spike will make us hungry again sooner. What's more, that breakfast will deregulate our glucose levels for the rest of the day, so our lunch and dinner will also create big spikes. That is why a spiky breakfast is a one-way ticket to the glucose roller coaster. A flat breakfast, on the other hand, will make our lunch and dinner steadier. Question: is breakfast really the most important meal of the day? Answer: it's true, but not in the way that you might think. First thing in the morning, when we are in our fasted state, our bodies are the most sensitive to glucose. That's why eating sugars and starches at breakfast often leads to the biggest spike of the day. Breakfast is the worst time to eat just sugar and starches, yet it's the time at which most of us eat just sugar and starches. Choose your breakfast well, and you'll feel better throughout the day. More energy, curbed cravings, better mood, clearer skin, and on and on. Instead of feeling as though you're on a glucose roller coaster, you'll be sitting in the driver's seat. Question: and so you advise a savory breakfast. What does that term mean? Answer? An ideal savory breakfast for steady glucose levels contains a good amount of protein, fiber, fat, and an optional starch or fruit, ideally eaten last. If you're buying breakfast at a coffee shop, get an avocado toast, an egg muffin, or a ham and cheese sandwich, not a chocolate croissant or toast spread with jam. Make sure your breakfast contains protein. And no, this does not mean gobbling down 10 raw eggs every morning. Protein can be found in Greek yogurt, tofu, meat, cold cuts, fish, cheese, cream cheese, protein powder, nuts, seeds, and yes, eggs, scrambled, fried, poached, or hard-boiled. Question. And in the book, you say this kind of breakfast can actually influence glucose during the rest of the day. Answer? The curve created by your first meal of the day influences how the rest of the day will go. With no spike, you'll ride into the afternoon with satiety and stable energy. With a big spike, you'll set off a chain reaction of cravings, hunger, and lagging energy until the evening. And these chain reactions compound day after day. So if you want to improve just one aspect of your daily food habits, eat a glucose-healthy breakfast for maximum impact. You'll notice the effects immediately. Really, it's one of the most practical changes to make. This hack is so powerful that if you go savory for breakfast, you'll be able to eat sweets later in the day with few side effects. Question. You mentioned other hacks in the book to flatten daily glucose curves, from drinking a glass of water with vinegar to going for a walk after a high-carb meal. But to avoid the foods that cause the spikes in the first place, how can a person tell which processed foods in the grocery store to avoid? Answer? Don't even look at the front of the package. Look at the back. Skip right past the calories line. When assessing dry foods such as cookies, pasta, bread, cereal, cereal bars, crackers, and chips, head to the total carbohydrate section. The grams next to the total carbohydrate and total sugars represent the molecules that cause a glucose spike. The more grams of total carbohydrates, the more the food will lead to a rise in your glucose, fructose, and insulin levels. Last question. Do you have any final tips to flatten daily glucose curves? Answer. Next time at the grocery store, stay in the outside aisles. If you shop on the outskirts, you'll find fruit, veggies, dairy, meat, fish, all minimally processed foods. If you venture into the middle aisles, make sure to choose processed foods well. Pretty soon, your brain will become a spike scanning machine. And finally, my favorite quotes from the book are as follows. It's best to eat starches and sugars as late in the meal as possible. The thriving range for fasting glucose may be between 72 and 85. Eat your fiber first, protein and fat second, starches and sugars last. If you want to improve just one aspect of your daily food habits, eat a glucose-healthy breakfast for maximum impact. Of Americans are likely to have dysregulated glucose levels, and most don't know it. And that's it for this book interview with Glucose Revolution, The Life-Changing Power of Balancing Your Blood Sugar by Jesse Inchuspe. You've been listening to The Wealthy Bookheads, where we interview important books that can change your life. You can order this book in the links below or on our website, if you'd like to support our cause. It puts a few pennies in our pockets without taking any extra pennies from yours. As always, thank you for your time.